I seem to be in a good mood. Well, I had lunch with my new boyfriend. You want to know what he's like, or you want to hear what it's like with him? Oh, those are two very different things. If you want to know what he's like, that's just mundane curiosity. Where he's from, what he does, those uninteresting details. But if you want to hear what it's like with him, then I assume we're talking about intimate details. The kind of details a wife in a particular good mood might share with her husband. If he were to ask for those details, and do so politely. So? Oh, you want to hear about those intimate details, do you? Take your clothes off then. We don't want it to end up like last time, do we? Coming in your pants isn't exactly appropriate for the man of the house. Stiff already. How long have you been waiting to ask that question? Right, the question. My new boyfriend. Well, he's better. Better than you. Oh, you want me to be more specific? You did clean out the gutters last week, so I guess I can give you some details about how he treated mine. For starters, he's much bigger than that cute little thing you're tugging away at. How much? I don't know exactly. Bigger than my last boyfriend, and he already put your tiny dick to shame, remember? Well, imagine his, only thicker and an inch or two longer. You're leaking, Cucky. Looks like it was a good call to get you undressed. Otherwise, we might be getting dangerously close to another accident. He's not just bigger, though. Putting it into perspective, I scheduled an extended lunch today, an hour and a half, to meet him. And, well, let's just say it ran a little long. Barely a few strokes, and my cookie's already on the ropes. While my boyfriend, oh, I barely made it back to the office before calling it a day. Does that paint a pretty good picture, hubby? Tell you what. If you do a deep clean of the guest bathroom, I might send my boyfriend a late-night invite. That way, you won't have to worry about measuring up as a man of the house, because you won't be the man of the house anymore. Then you can prematurely squirt as much as you like. How does that sound, honey? You can hide away in our guest bedroom with your ear against the wall and listen to that big cocked stud fuck my brains out in our marital bed. Do we have a deal? Good. Now waste a little load of yours. No tissues. Come on yourself. That's right. Paint your chest and stomach with wasted rubs of jizz. Embarrass yourself for me. That's it. Good cucky. I'll get started on dinner. And on sending my boyfriend that invite I was talking about.